Why this works. Sauce chasseur is a French compound sauce, a base sauce, demi-glace, extended with a flavoring combination, shallots, wine, tomato, herbs, that is specific to this preparation. The word chasseur means hunter in French, and the sauce was classically associated with game, pheasant, rabbit, partridge, venison. Over time, it migrated to poultry and veal. The structure is a reduction sauce. Each step removes water to concentrate flavor and build viscosity. The wine reduces to concentrate its aromatics. The demi-glace reduces to build body. The tomatoes cook down to contribute acid and a secondary umami from their glutamate content. The mushrooms do not reduce, but contribute texture and another layer of savory depth. Tarragon is the identifying herb. It has a licorice anise character that is specific to French classical cooking. You find it in béarnaise, in tarragon chicken, in this sauce. Fresh tarragon added off the heat preserves its volatile oils. Dried tarragon added earlier survives the simmer better, but with a slightly flatter flavor profile. Either works. The decision is about whether you want the bright top note of fresh herb or the more integrated but less vivid contribution of dried. The final Monter Aubert, mounting with butter, is the finishing move in most French compound sauces. Cold butter whisked or swirled into a hot sauce creates a temporary emulsion that gives the sauce gloss and a slightly rounder, richer mouthfeel. The sauce should be served promptly. If it sits and is reheated, the emulsion breaks and the gloss is lost. Common mistakes: insufficient wine reduction. Target: reduce wine to near dry, just a glaze on the pan, before adding demi-glace. Why it matters: raw alcohol creates a sharp edge under the richness. Even good demi-glace can't mask it. The reduction is structural. What to do? 2/3 reduction minimum, ideally to syrupy near dry consistency, before stock goes in. Workarounds: use too much wine, continue reducing 5-10 min more before adding demi-glace. Too much tomato. Target: tomato is supporting role, about 1 tablespoon concassé or paste per cup of final sauce. Why it matters: chasseur should taste of wine, mushroom, and mead depth, not tomato mushroom dish. Excess tomato shifts identity entirely. What to do? Small amount only. Cook longer to reduce tomato into the background. Workarounds: added too much, continue reducing to concentrate. Tomato becomes less dominant relatively. Using stock without adjustment. Target: demi-glace ideally. If using stock, reduce by at least 50% extra. Why it matters: demi-glace is pre-reduced by half. Substituting stock 1-to-1 gives thin, watery sauce. Demi-glace step is what gives chasseur its weight. What to do? Plain reduction time, 30 to 40 extra minutes with stock to match body. Time short. 1 teaspoon gelatin dissolved in warm water for body without long reduction. Not authentic, but functional. Adding fresh herbs too early. Target: tarragon plus parsley at the very end, off heat, within 30 seconds of serving. Why it matters: volatile oils in tarragon and parsley dissipate within 5 to 10 minutes of simmering. Late addition keeps the brightness that defines chasseur. What to do? Chop while sauce simmers. Add after pulling from heat, just before plating. Workarounds: want stronger herb presence? Dried tarragon early, fresh at end, double layer. Target: light pinch during cook. Final salt adjustment at the end. Why it matters: sauce concentrates as it reduces. Salt added early becomes over-concentrated. Final volume equals final salt level. What to do? Taste at the end before adjusting. Demi-glace is already salted, less needed than you'd think. Workarounds: oversalted, add 1 teaspoon warm cream or extra demi-glace to dilute. What to look for? Shallots: translucent, soft, no color. They are melting into the sauce rather than browning. Wine reduction: nearly dry, no sharp alcohol smell. The wine has cooked in and concentrated. Mid-simmer: sauce visibly thickening, coating the back of a spoon. The demi-glace is doing its work. Done. Rich amber color, sauce coats a spoon and holds a clean line. Monter Aubert added off-heat gives gloss. Chef's view: sauce chasseur occupies an interesting position in the classical repertoire. It is both a specific name sauce and an illustration of the broader system of French compound sauces. The method: aromatics and fat, deglaze with wine, add base sauce, add flavoring elements, finish with butter and herbs, applies to a dozen other sauces in the classical canon, including sauce Robert, shallot white wine, mustard, demi-glace, and sauce Diable, shallot white wine, cayenne, demi-glace. Learning chasseur is learning the template. The relationship between chasseur and Italian cacciatore, hunter in Italian, is debated but instructive. Both involve tomato, wine, mushrooms, and aromatics. Both are associated with game or poultry. The Italian version tends to use more tomato, more olive oil, and less of a reduced meat base. The French version is more precisely architectured around the demi-glace. They are parallel responses to the same culinary challenge. Chef test notes. Tested with both fresh and canned tomatoes. Canned tomatoes, San Marzano type drained, gave a more consistent result with a cleaner acidity. Fresh tomatoes in summer gave a brighter flavor, but needed 3 to 4 minutes of extra cooking to reduce the additional moisture. The demi-glace quality makes the largest difference in the final sauce. A well-reduced house-made demi-glace produced a sauce with significantly more depth than commercial stock reduction. If making this for a serious occasion, the demi-glace is worth making from scratch.